Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis, actually the Mishnah, is quoting all the different places where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokes about different things that you are or not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos. And the Mishnah, all the way at the bottom, says, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Ein Parsin Metzudais Chaya V'Oifes V'Dagim Ela Kedesh Yetzudu Mibo'odyim, or Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Shammai says, one may not place nets on Erev Shabbos to catch various different types of animals if the nets will be able to catch on Shabbos. They have to only be available to catch animals mibo'od yom. Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil Ella asks, how does a person know when the chaya is going to come? So Tosfos says, it's discussing a type of net that you know that will only be able to hold one or two animals. And once it's full, other animals won't come. The bottom line is, Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to put out a net on Erev Shabbos if there's a possibility that it will do tzedah on Shabbos. Now, Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil Ein Parsin Metzudos says, Afal gav de b'Shabbos nami impirish metzuda ein echayev chatos she'eina yedeya im yotzerim lav. Tosfos says, on Shabbos itself, a person who spreads out a net is not going to be chayev chatos because there's no way to know if we'll actually do a ma'aseh tzedah or not. You don't know if an animal is going to come. Mikol makom gazru lifrais mitzuda the pa'amim asti lidei chiyuv chatos. Still chazal made a gzera that you're not allowed to spread out a net on Erev Shabbos because it's possible there is a situation where one may come to chiyuv chatos. Kegoin, when is that? Shabbashas prisasa yulkoid, when while you're actually spreading out the net, we'll capture an animal. Tahachik tani b'tei sefta. There's a tesefta that says, "Apiris mitzuda lebehema ola oif v'nichnas l'toicha chayiv." Someone who spreads out a net for a behema or an oif, and while he's spreading out the net, an animal goes into the net, then you're going to be chayiv. And the Rishonim, the Rashi, the Rush explain this, that a person is not chayiv when he spreads out the net, and the animal comes afterwards, because that's just a grama, and therefore Tosfos says that only if an animal gets captured while he's actually spreading out the net on Shabbos, that's a ma'aseh tzedah, that's when you're going to be chayiv. And Tosfos says, the Chazal asserted, according to Beis Shammai, a person to spread a net on Erev Shabbos because it's possible that while he's actually spreading the net, an animal could come at that exact second, and for that is a chiyuv chatos on Shabbos. The Prima Gadim in Eish El Avram, Simen Shin Tazayin, Sivkatan Tes, is Medayik in Tosfos. Tosfos says that on Shabbos, if someone spreads out a net, he's not chayev achatos, she'eina yedeya im yotzerim lav, because it's not known, there's no vadois, that an animal is going to come while he's spreading out the net. So if he spreads out a net and an animal doesn't come, there's no chayev achatos. So the Prima Gadim is medayik, that if he does know when he's spreading out the net that an animal is going to come right away, then he's going to be chayev, even though it didn't come exactly when he was spreading out the net. And the question is, l'chayra, that's a grama and call it Tarakula, like we started off saying, that only if a person, while he's spreading out the net, captures an animal, then he's going to be chayiv. But if he spreads out a net and the animal comes afterwards, and call it Tarakula, that's not a direct maisa, that's a maisa grama. So you have to say, and this is how the Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Nun Beis of Katan Ches understands, that on Shabbos, anything that comes memela, yechayiv. Even if he didn't do a direct ma'isa. And perhaps the explanation is because on Shabbos, a person's chayiv for malachas machsheves. The Torah asserted malachas machsheves, which is a big sugya on its own, but perhaps you don't need a ma'isa as strong as a ma'isa gomer that's mechayiv a person, like for a ma'isa reticha or a ma'isa mazik. And the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Chaf Beis, says that someone who sends klavim, he sends dogs to go hunt down deer, and the deer is running away from the dog, and this person goes and he stands in front of the deer and allows the dog to capture the deer. He says that Yechayiv, and the Magen Avraham and Simen Shin Tes Zayin Sif Katan Gimel brings this lahalacha. So you see that even though that Maisa in Hilchos Reticha or Hilchos Mazik wouldn't be a Maisa that you can Mechayiv a person for, and be considered a grama, but for Hilchos Shabbos, the bar is lower. You don't need the same level Maisa that's necessary for Kol Torah Kula. However, if you look in the Chazon Ish, in Simon Lam Revav, he has a big arichos on what the Gedder of Malachas Seda is, but he argues on the Prima Gadim, and he says that even if when a person spreads out a net, he knows for sure that an animal is going to come, he's potter. As long as the animal didn't come while he was spreading out the net, even if he knows the animal's going to come, he's going to be potter. This, that Tosfos says, that when a person spreads out a net, the reason why he's nachayev achatas is because eino yedea im yatzar im lav, he doesn't know if the net's going to capture an animal or not. Doesn't mean that if he does know for sure, then he's going to be chayev. Tosfos is just explaining the difference between tsar and afiyah or bishul. Because by afiyah or bishul, over there you're chayev, even if the maisa afiyah and the maisa bishul don't happen exactly when you start the fire or put the pot down on the fire. But since it's asim imela, it's going to come on its own, then it's going to be chayev. By tsar, you potter if it's not miyad. Because tsar is not something which is asim imela. Putting down the net doesn't mean that the animal is going to come. So Tais is just saying a fundamental difference between tsar and afiyah and bishul. However, the Prima Gadim says, no, that if a person puts down a net and he knows for sure an animal is going to come, then he's going to be chayev. Have a wonderful day.